This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her husband he can't be friends with somebody. Ooh, well, hold on, because this could be, like I said, this could be very bad in a relationship trying to isolate people. Unless, but I need to hear about the friend because I may support her.
We need the full story.
He may be a
first.
Jerk. So hold on. Let me actually hear why she doesn't want her husband to be friends with this guy.
That part.
Hold on. She says, I say hold on like I'm not going to read it. She said,
hold on.
Okay, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not allowing my husband's good friend to be in our life? She says, backstory. My husband has this employee that works for him that he has become close to over the years. Let's call him Peter the Pig. Was that necessary? We had to start out of the gate like that.
She knows we like names.
She said, let's call him Peter the Pig.
Sold.
Peter, she puts it in quotes too. Peter lives out of state, early 40s, and he became so close to us that he would stay with us quite often, helped us move. He's handy, so he fixes big things like appliances, vehicles for free.
Dang.
Always supports our kids' fundraisers. Overall, yes, I'll admit he deep down is a good guy.
Okay.
He's also a good dad. However, he went through a nasty divorce about 6 years ago. Let her finish. Hold on.
I'm listening.
Since his divorce, he has one thing on his mind: women. My husband travels for work many times with Peter. For the 16 years I've known my husband, I've never once worried about him traveling. Enter Peter. We'd go to a nice dinner and he would constantly point out women he thought were good looking. He only wants to go out to eat and to the bars. He's openly obsessed with a married friend of ours who has two little kids. He gets into relationships and cheats. Here it comes. He's a cheater. Now we're figuring it out. There's more specific instances, but you get the idea. In my opinion, he's just a pig. When he visits, it turns into party time with my husband. This has caused so much animosity between my husband and I because he's so close with Peter and he's done so much for our family.
He's the wild friend.
But I've never once said he could not hang out with them, stay with them, talk to him. I just don't prefer to be around him as he makes me uncomfortable and I don't agree with his decisions or morals. Hurt. Am I the jerk for no longer allowing Peter in our family life? Anonymous. Oh, I have so many thoughts.
So she's not really saying you can't be friends with him.
She's saying
I don't want him around and I don't really want
you going out like with him partying it. Now I'm worried about traveling.
You can be cool with him, but I'm concerned every time you hang out with him.
Okay, so are you the company you keep? You believe that age-old saying?
No, I know.
You believe that, like, you could be surrounded in a dude group, let's say, because you're a dude, by a bunch of cheaters and not cheat?
100%.
And be the only, and be a faithful husband?
1,000%.
Okay, good to know, because I'm going to ask you these if I ever get in a relationship again.
Well, I mean,
real talk. Seriously.
For me, 1,000%.
You don't think some men tend to, like, if they're hanging with cheaters, they're probably a cheater?
Well, then you're going to be worried at every bachelor party anybody ever goes to.
True that.
Any bro hangout that ever even happened.
There's always going to be a cheater in the group somewhere.
If we were worried about the bad eggs, in men and women, right?
Like both.
If we were worried about the bad eggs, a lot of people wouldn't be hanging out with friends.
That's
true. Quote unquote friends, right? Because significant others would be like, no, I don't want you to hang out with them. Okay, cool. Well, I'm not hanging out with them no more. Why though?
And how interesting. She said for 16 years, I've never been
never been a problem.
And now she's stressed about him hanging with this guy.
And see, but the thing is, she's also said he deep down is a good dude,
which is the tricky part, because we all know this guy.
Yeah.
We all know this guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking of him. I can think of seven dudes that I know who would do anything, the shirt off their back. But boy, do they treat their spouse like garbage when they cheat on them, which is also a bad character.
See, that's a character flaw,
right?
That's
a character flaw, but doesn't mean other people don't have other flaws.
But he doesn't have a spouse.
But he's single.
He's divorced. He is single.
Point.
You feel me?
Good
like, point. There's a major difference here in the fact that this man, we don't know and we can't assume that he ever cheated on his spouse.
She says he gets into relationships and cheats.
Now he's wilding. Now I don't know what this man is doing. He's out living his life and probably juggling multiple women.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like this.
No.
Going, I don't like how he's living.
Honestly,
and I don't want it to leak into your life. Stop worrying about him and be solid
in your
man. I
wouldn't either, but I would not. I don't think I would tell him they couldn't hang out with somebody because that sounds even more.
Yeah, but she needs to be validated. I'm not saying that, you know, her concerns aren't genuine because we live in a crazy universe where crazier has happened.
Yep.
But I think you got to have more confidence in your relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's basically saying, looking at her man and going, I don't trust you enough when you're around him.
Yeah. Well, you need to know that your man is strong enough
that
to
part.
Not cheat.
Why is she so worried if she's confident in theirs, right?
Mm-hmm.
He could do whatever he wants. He could wow. He could talk to whoever. He could do whatever. He could cheat on whoever. That's him in his life, his prerogative.
Yeah.
Right? If he's still a good dude, treats you guys well, has never really messed with y'all at all.
Then what's the problem?
Why?
You got to trust him now.
It feels like she's digging a little bit without an actual fact to...
So you say jerk. If the facts are on the friend, not her husband.
The
her
fact,
husband's been just fine, according to her.
And she's making this about her husband.
Yeah.
So your husband's going to suffer, and it's going to cause more animosity between y'all, because now friend's going to get ixnayed out, can't come kick it. Bet. Now, you might not want him around you and your family, but you also can't stop him from seeing your husband, especially if they work together.
Carl in Milwaukee said, birds of a feather flock together.
See, now Carl's on the other side going, he's probably out cheating.
Somebody said she's not the jerk. If she's uncomfortable, then he should understand that. I will say that it does make a difference who you hang out with. I've seen it with my own eyes sometimes. Yes, I've seen men get into situations and then other friends try to pull them out and go, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like the friends who don't cheat kind of going, what are you doing? And them going, what am I doing? And that's what I'm saying.
But
if you're too influenced, but this is about her husband who she should trust.
But what'd you just say? You see a friend get in a situation, they start wilding. A different friend in the same situation goes, hey, Papi, what are you?
what are you doing?
Not all birds of a feather flock together. Yeah. Sometimes you go against the grain and try to check in
and
with your peoples.
I've seen the good guy say it to the guy cheating, and the guy cheating doesn't care. You can have good people around you, and it doesn't matter, is what I'm saying.
Everybody's different. So that's where I go. The birds of a feather is.
You're saying jerk.
It's a metaphor, but I'm leaning towards jerk today because you're going to make this worse on yourself and your relationship. Trusting your man unless you've got reason not to.
Somebody said, yes, she's the jerk. That's a husband issue, not a Peter issue. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her husband he can't be friends with this family friend of theirs. Does a lot for the family, but he also goes out. She's making him sound like a cheater and a womanizer. It's just, she's nervous about her husband going out with him now.
And becoming a cheater and a womanizer, man. I don't know, man. She's projecting. That's what it feels like. She's projecting, G, straight up.
414-533-1037. Jerk or not the jerk, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I'm getting anxiety. I don't know if my trauma is being triggered by being cheated on or what, but this is like, why I'm getting anxious, because I just want to say, no, he cannot hang out with a friend. No.
Yeah.
But I get that that's not the way the world works.
Yeah.
So she wrote in anonymous and she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her husband he can't be friends with the friend of theirs who does a lot of things for their family, yet
he's
likes to go
friend.
Out and cheat and get in relationships. And so he has a bad moral compass in relationships is where we're going. But a good guy with everything else helping out.
He's a train wreck for himself, but he loves the world.
You're giving me anxiety. I mean, nothing I won't get through, but you know what I'm saying?
It's got nothing to do with us, but oh my goodness.
But it really triggers some of the cheating issues and the trust issues I have, let me tell you.
I mean, I understand it, G.
Let's go to Christina with the blue hair this morning. Sorry, Christina with the blue hair. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm in Milwaukee. Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Of course you're in Milwaukee.
I'm all flustered because part of me wants to say, no, he cannot be friends with that guy. That guy's a bad guy. But then I go, no, you can't tell people who they can be friends with. You just can't. You got to trust your spouse.
Exactly.
Or you can if you have enough reason to.
I don't
though.
Know. Christina, is she the jerk?
I'm triggered too, to be perfectly honest. We've all been cheated on. There's so many dogs, especially in Milwaukee, okay?
Oh, my.
I didn't say anything.
So
she
dogs.
Did.
Woof, woof.
Well, it depends on who you are. I seem to have magnets, okay?
All right, Christina.
He is definitely the jerk. I'm latching on to one part of it. And using my grown-up brain instead of my damaged woman brain.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
She said when he comes into town, it turns into Party City or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a problem with the husband. Just because a friend comes around doesn't mean that your whole demeanor should change.
And
you should want to go run the streets. Mm-hmm. That's something within her husband that he needs to figure out. Because my husband will tell a friend in a heartbeat, bro, you're tripping. I'm going home to my wife.
Ding, 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 ding.
I never have to tell my husband, oh, you can't be friends with such and such. He chooses me first.
He knows better.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And that's what you have to know, your partner. And she's been with this guy for 16 years, so it shouldn't make her nervous that he's going out. She should know what he's capable of and what he's not capable of, I feel like, at this point. Like, you know either way. And so if you're nervous, it makes me think that you think he's capable of it.
Yes.
Right? Are you following?
I'm
the damaged woman brain. Okay, so it's not too damaged.
I've been here the whole time.
Everybody's capable of cheating. Everybody's capable of being a cheater. You need to trust your man, but her man is acting a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Just because your friend comes around and he wants to be out here being a pig, as she calls it, doesn't mean you should jump on the bandwagon and start hooting with him. You need to sit your merry butt down and tell him, if you want to come over, that's cool. We can have cocktails at the house, kick it with the wife.
So it's on the guy.
And if he's not down with that, then he can go hang out on his own. I'll see you at work.
She says
but
jerk.
That's between her and her husband.
Yep.
That man has nothing to do with that.
And fair enough.
It's hard to have good people that support your children. Don't do that to your kids.
Mic drop.
Oh, say less, Christina. Boom. Thank you for calling. You have a great
day.
Bye. She says, Jared, well, Tony's in Racine. And I don't know if he's going to agree with Christina. Just saying. I don't think so. Tony!
Good morning, you guys.
All right.
Tom.
Jerk or not the jerk for telling her husband he can't be friends with this guy?
Christina with the blue hair said jerk.
Ooh, I'm going to go... Nah, yeah, she's the jerk.
She is the jerk.
No, she's not the jerk. Not the jerk. She is not the jerk.
She's not
the jerk for saying no.
You think it's okay to tell the husband don't hang out with that guy?
100%. And here's my reason why. Now, you have a long-term friend that... You know, this relationship developed over time and obviously has gotten better.
Right.
She may be protecting him. Now, she said she is uncomfortable. And that means to me, he might have either made a remark to her or a comment or even looked at her in a position where she feels uncomfortable now. Now, it's not partying, it's not going out, it's not traveling, it's. How does she feel in her own home?
Yeah.
In her own home. So she may be trying to protect the relationship by not starting any drama.
Okay.
By saying, hey, this is kind of what I don't want anymore. Like, he can't come over or I don't want to be around when he's here. He needs to pick up on those things because if he's doing this and he's a cheater, he doesn't have an issue pointing out who's cute, who's not.
Mm-hmm.
That means he doesn't have an issue telling
hitting on whoever.
Say your wife is hot.
Hold on. Tony, didn't it say in there? Now, I'm catching up because, Tony, you're making points. Didn't it say in there that he had, like, made comments about another friend of theirs, like, married? Like,
exactly.
Yeah, it said when this guy visits, it turns into party time with my husband. She said that, for the 16 years I've known my husband, I've never once worried about him traveling. Enter Peter.
Yeah.
She said he only wants to go out and eat and go to the bars. He's openly obsessed with a married friend of ours who has two little kids.
Yeah,
openly
ding,
obsessed,
ding, ding,
like
ding,
kidding
ding.
On her.
Maybe he has made a move on the wife.
Gets into relationships and cheats. It's all about how he acts in relationships.
Maybe
that's her issue with this guy.
She's not trying to drop the real reason, and he's made a move on her. So, ooh, Tony.
Right.
I wish you hadn't done that.
He doesn't want the drama. So she's just trying to nicely say, hey, this can't happen anymore because she doesn't want to anything else to, you know, to come from this. And you have to respect your woman. I'm sorry. When a girl, a woman, a lady in any position says they are uncomfortable, you take them 100% because they are uncomfortable. They don't lie about those things.
Okay.
So I feel like
she's Is it worth it to go party with Peter to, or do you want to be with your wife?
Yeah. No, it's not even about it. And it's not even about that, bro.
How many times has he came over to the house to fix an appliance when he's not home? You know,
You're saying that the friend would try to hit on her, too.
Yes.
Honestly, if he's that kind of friend, probably.
And she's not trying to tell the husband because she knows the husband would immediately throw hands on his man.
Right. So she's just going, protecting it to say, hey, that's it. We got to stop this now before it gets worse, or I'm going to have to really drop some bombs on your friend. And now we're going to have this animosity between everybody.
And I'm going to have to tell you the real reason why I don't want him around no more.
Okay, so now we're going to have to go to a tiebreaker, Tony. Now I don't know what to say. Okay, Tony, thanks for nothing. Bye.
Peace, man. Love, bro.
I agree with him, which is the part I don't want to admit.
He messed me up.
I was trying not to say not the jerk, because then I feel like that's the trauma side of my brain going, not the jerk. Tell him he can't be friends with that guy. But then the healthy side goes, no, you can be friends with whoever you want. You're gonna have to act right and act like a grown up, and it's on you.
Well, now I'm flipped because I was
now
going,
I'm confused more than ever.
Yeah, jerk, you can't really do that. But now I'm going, maybe she is.
If it's making her uncomfortable and you don't want him around, just your wife.
And in theory, if he did hit on her and she doesn't want to tell you, and just saying she's uncomfortable, you do got to honor and respect that. That's
your
wife.
The problems Peter the pig is causing.
This man is giving me anxiety now, bro.
See, now you're feeling mine. Go to Betty in Waukesha. Hi, Betty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So, jerk or not the jerk, you're the tiebreaker for telling him he cannot be friends with Peter the pig.
Well, Christina and Tony both had some really good points.
Mm-hmm. They did.
But I'm going not the jerk.
Okay.
Not the jerk. Oh.
You got different reasons. You agreeing with kind of what Tony was saying? What's going on?
Well, it's a little bit of both. So I personally have never been in a position where I haven't wanted my husband to be friends with anyone.
Okay.
But I have seen firsthand where a friend can influence someone who wasn't previously a cheater.
People are very easily influenced.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Correct.
Yes.
So who you hang out with does influence your actions.
I do agree with that.
And it's both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think women especially, and I'm not saying men aren't this way either. I do think men can pick up on it too.
Mm-hmm.
But women especially can pick up on when their husbands are being influenced, because their personalities do change when they're around certain groups of people.
I feel that.
You could say that for most people,
It's called code switching, and I think we all kind of do it in some degree, right? Yeah, but when it's that weird friend that comes around that makes your person act weird, you pick up on that weird friend code switch, because it's different.
If she had some girlfriend who was coming over all the time and taking her out to the bars and getting wild and cheating, would he be comfortable? Like, yeah, go out with your cheating friend all the time, because she's really nice and cooks us food and fix things around the house, though, but...
Takes care of the kids when we ask. She's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool? It's literal that moral compass thing. Yep. Yeah,
right. She did say when you were reading, she's not telling him to completely cut him off. She's saying she doesn't want him around the family and she doesn't want him to go out.
Yep. You're right. Yeah. Yep. Somebody texted in and said if this was a man though saying it to his girlfriend, it would be controlling. Exactly what I was trying to say.
It's controlling either way.
Yeah. You know. Either way. Yeah.
But we are sitting here saying since your girl is saying she's uncomfortable, you got to say not the jerk
and stick with your girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Woo! We figured this one out. It took a minute, but boy, some good points.
Good job, Betty. Thank you.
Yes. Yep. Thank you, Betty.
You too. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Real thinker. You know what I mean?
It's got way too many layers because it's deep, and depending on what the situation actually sits at, it could go either way. But here we are. It's decided.
Somebody texted in, women are always influencing their friends to cheat or break up with guys or whatever for no reason. I say not the jerk. Peter sounds like a tool.
Wow.
There is something to that. Like, if I have feelings for a guy, but he's a jerk, my friends are like, ew. I'm like, yeah, ew. Like, think about it. People can be easily influenced.
By the people around you, 100%.
Or they're helping you out and helping you make a good decision.
You got to decide what's best for yourself still, though.
Make your own decisions.
Yeah, bruh, yikes.
Not the jerk. You didn't see that one coming.
No, I thought it was going to be jerky because, you know, you'd normally say, you know, can't tell people who to be friends with, but I respect it.
All right.